This is a Fox News alert preparing for protests. I'm Lee Silasera. The mother of Tyree Nichols, the Memphis man beaten by police who later died, calling for any demonstrations tonight to be peaceful as video of the altercation is set to be released. Rovan Wells says that's not what her family wants, adding no mother should go through what she's going through.
I'll always be with him because I told everyone he has a tattoo of my name on his arm. My son loved me to death, and I loved him to death.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
This is the blueprint going forward for any time, any officers, whether they be black or white.
The five former officers were black. They all face murder and other charges. As other major cities prepare for protests,
Georgia has issued a state of emergency ahead of demonstrations and feared escalation over the Nichols video and the shooting death of a protester in Atlanta. New York City, Dallas, and Philadelphia, among the many cities putting steps in place to monitor for potential escalation.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Former Vice President Mike Pence again speaking out about the classified documents found this week in his home.
We should not have had classified documents at our home in Indiana. Mistakes were made. But I take full responsibility for it, and I've directed my counsel to work with the Department of Justice, with the archives, and with the Congress on a full investigation.
Pence said he hadn't been aware the documents were in his home, but his lack of knowledge was not an excuse. Yesterday, the National Archives ordered all former presidents and vice presidents to look through their personal papers to make sure they had no classified documents in their possession. The Justice Department is already investigating the discovery of classified documents at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence and President Biden's Delaware home. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A detective who interviewed a once prominent South Carolina lawyer on trial for murdering his wife and adult son took the stand today.
Colleton County Detective Laura Rutland said she interviewed Alec Murdaugh after the murders. There were no foot or knee prints in the blood next to the bodies of Murdaugh's wife Maggie or son Paul, even though Murdaugh said he checked their pulses. And Rutland noted Murdaugh's clothes and shoes appeared clean. Murdaugh attorney Jim Griffin tried to turn that to their advantage.
Did he look like someone had just blown his son's head off, spattered going everywhere?
Again, I can't say that for sure.
But when prosecutors questioned Rutland again, she was asked if it looked like his clothing had been freshly washed.
He's sweating and they are dry, so I would say yes.
Rutland said she found it odd that Murdaugh went to visit his sick mother that night so late, but the defense noted Murdaugh's father had gone into the hospital that day. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The FDA has proposed dropping the 3-month abstinence requirement for blood donations from gay and bisexual men. Donors would instead be screened using a questionnaire that evaluates individual risks for HIV. The U.S. and other countries began restricting blood donations from gay and bisexual men during the AIDS crisis of the early 1980s. Ford recalls hundreds of thousands of vehicles in the U.S. over faulty rear camera systems.
Ford is recalling 382,000 vehicles over video output failures that could prevent the rear view camera image from being displayed. The company's recall covering certain 2020 to 2023 Explorers, Lincoln Aviators, and 2020 to 2022 Lincoln Corsairs, all equipped with a 360-degree camera. The recall after Ford reports 17 minor crashes related to the issue and more than 2,100 warranty reports. Dealers will update the image processing module software for free. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added 28, the NASDAQ up 109, the S&P plus 10. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.